Having said it, there's a positive mitzvahs essay. There's a chiyuv to go ahead and be involved in tshuva, either according to Moshe Shoinim, there's a broader sense of tshuva, or according to the Rambam, tshuva itself is not actually a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to go ahead and take the tshuva and verbalize it and take action beyond the original hergish. So, just to one, two details here. First of all, who does mitzvah apply to? So, it seems the Rambam's source for saying that one is mechayiv to verbalize the tshuva and to make a positive statement concerning the tshuva, the source for that is a pasuk which starts off isha yishak yasu mikol, and it goes down to averis and says yishak v'zvadu et chatosam. The pasuk refers to isha yisha. From here, it seems pretty clear that if the Rambam's chiyuv for a person to go ahead and do tshuva and say vido, it would apply equally to men and to women as well. That's again referring to the mitzvah the whole year. Yom Kippur specifically is a day, is another mitzvah, so it's referring to tshuva all the time. Now, another thing, interestingly, would come out is that, like every other mitzvah I say, it would seem that there's a mitzvah chinuch for ketanim, just like every other mitzvah. That means children who may not be so, you know, the concept of tshuva is something very serious concept, it's hard to give it over properly, but one has to, just like every other mitzvah, one on some level, even to, according to the Rambam, has to be expressed verbally, one should get, at least in Kippur, during the year, at some point, the concept of vida should be taught over to children on some level, how to have a mitzvah of tshuva. And tshuva has many different levels to it, but some sort of basic concept would be included in the mitzvah of chinuch, again, just like every other mitzvah essay in the Torah. Now, what exactly is the mitzvah? What does one have to do? So according to Sar Mishayim, really anything can be tshuva, but the Rambam is very clear that the mitzvah is to verbalize it. The hergish you have in your heart, the remorse, sincere remorse, a person's 100% sincere, as stated earlier, he can convert his status from being a rasha, an absolute rasha, an absolutely, so to speak, despicable person in the eyes of Hashem, to someone who's a complete tzaddik with a mere thought. It can happen in seconds, it can happen in a fraction of a second. But that's as far as his own status. Fulfill the mitzvah of tshuva, to really erase up his whole past, as far as the baggage he's carrying, to do all that, one has to actually go ahead and verbalize. Very clear, one has to speak it out. Rabbi will go on to say what one has to speak out. There's certain details one has to speak out within the framework of one's vidui, but one has to actually verbalize it. So let's say one can't. Let's say one doesn't. One doesn't do this. One is sincere. He has charata. For the future, he adopts his policy. He'll never come close to doing this affair again. He doesn't verbalize it. What happens there? So the Rambam, again, ideally one has to do this, but we have a few sources that indicate otherwise. One is that the Bnei Kerach, it says that when they were falling down, they were doomed together with Kerach, they're falling down towards Gehenna, and it says they were overcome with awe, they couldn't speak. And it says that moment they're here at tshuva, and it seems they did a complete tshuva. It's not entirely clear, but it seems they did a complete tshuva, and they became tzaddikim. Now, again, the status of tzaddik l'chud and the mitzvah tshuva l'chud, but it seems they did a full tshuva, and one could see from there that if one cannot speak, again, they were overcome, it says clearly they were not able to speak, they lost their ability to speak at that moment, by the fear of the moment. That being the case, they were indeed mekayim the mitzvah tshuva. So that one could go ahead and do that. But the Minchas Chinuch has had a different type of raya, which seems to be a very clear raya. He says like this. He says, first of all, the Kangal and Kippur would get up there, have a karbon, and say tshuva, and say vidui on the karbon. The vidui, he said, on the third animal, was on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, seemingly, according to most Rishonim, weren't saying vidui, specifically that moment. If that's true, and again, according to those Rishonim, it seems Kangal was might see everyone else with vidui. He didn't express the vidui. That means you're going to have someone go ahead and be your shliach, so to speak. Someone else can express it for you, and that one will fulfill the mitzvah of vidui in that regard. Now, it's interesting. One cannot have a hergish through somebody else. I can't feel bad for your aveira, but it doesn't work. But if I feel bad and I have the remorse and I can't verbalize it, someone else can verbalize it on my behalf. It actually has a practical application sometimes. You see people who are older and they're ready, you know, they have full mental capacity, but they're sick, they're not well, and they lose their ability to speak. And it's karvul misasam, and they would want to say vidui, and they can't do it. Having someone else say vidui on their behalf, according to this, would work. And actually, on the way in here, I just saw an interesting Maror Mokrim. And say for Yofel Leiv, he writes as well that it's pushed by him, the ladies are mechayiv in Mitzvah Yom Kippur to say vidui. And he says, but it's seen in all our towns, going back a few hundred years, the ladies didn't go to shul, they stayed home, they did what they did at home, they watched the kids. And it was seen that any of them took the time to say vidui. And he wonders, where did they mekayim their mitzvah? And he says, it's pashat to him that they're mekayim with the shlichus with their husbands in shul. The husband said vidui, they had in mind the whole family. It seems it was pashat to the Yofel Leiv as well, but even if one cannot express it himself, if he has someone else express it on his behalf, he has to fill the mitzvah.